Have the holy letters in the letter 946, and this is Baruch Hashem, the 11th of Adar Sheni in the year Tov Shana in Brooklyn. Peace and blessing. So this is probably the letter that the Rebbe added to, because the Rebbe sent him, he said, I'm adding this letter for the other fellow, for the other person, and the Rebbe, I didn't have his address, so this is that letter. The Rebbe says, I was happy to receive a very good report about you through our mutual friend, this Yaakov Katz. The Rebbe gives him a bunch of titles, you know, very, very nice titles over here. And also the check, which was the beginning of for your undertaking to print a book of the works of my father-in-law, the previous Rebbe. I hope that you remember for sure our discussion when you were here, that your son is putting on the tefillin every day. He's not letting go. As I had spoken with you, and he will continue with this. This will bring blessing and success, him and you and all your matters. Since we're coming close to Purim, Purim is a time of joy by Jews. So I want to conclude with a thought that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, explained in the talk in the year Tavshin Aleph in Purim, when the Holocaust began and all the troubles began, what he said something to them. He says the idea of Purim is, despite that there was a decree that the evil Haman wished to go against the Jews because they're Jews, so the Jews held on even stronger by their Judaism, and they were very proud of it. That's why the decree became null and void, and it became v'napichu, it turned around the other way. That instead of sadness, it became joy. So in old days, when we Jews will be proud with the fact that we're Jewish, and we will stand strong by Yiddishkeit, notwithstanding on the troubles that this might bring, the disturbances that this might bring, we will be freed from all Hamans, whether they are the physical Hamans and also the spiritual Hamans. And it will turn out, the Jews had light, joy, and festivities and glory with blessings of a joyful Purim, and I send regards to your son, may he live. Okay, let's do one.